This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking with a really fascinating gentleman, Larry Kessler. He was honored out at the SEMA show in Las Vegas last week. Shell Rotella debuted two unsung films, and one of the films featured Larry, and we'll talk all about the film, which is called Long Road Home, and talk about Larry Kessler's story and much more in the first half hour here of the broadcast. Coming up in our a little later on in this hour of the broadcast, Don Jones from the oldcarguys.com, the website and media company, is going to come on board and tell us about getting your collector car ready for the winter months ahead. If you live in a part of the country in which you need to put your collector vehicle away, this is the time that many folks are doing just that. So we'll get some up-to-the-second tips from Don Jones. Also coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of my favorite guys in the automotive journalistic world. He is the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. Phil Skinner is going to be joining us, and Phil is a guy that spends an incredible amount of time on the road, somewhere in the vicinity of 275 to 300 days a year, and he has just returned to his California home from a wide variety of collector car events and auctions. So we're going to get the inside scoop from him in hour number two of the broadcast. In hour number three, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to be joined by the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, and we're going to be talking about the 2015 Best Buys, the picks in the categories of cars and in crossovers and sport utility vehicles. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. Here it is. It's 855-660-4261. That's available anywhere, toll-free from across North America. If you're listening outside of North America, if you log on to my website, which is undergoing some construction, we're about to launch a new website, you'll see a number that folks listening outside of North America can utilize to call into the program. Also, anytime throughout the show or throughout the week, 24/7, you can reach me personally just by sending me an email at bob@boblongradio.com. But right now, let's welcome our very special guest, Larry Kessler, whose story was chronicled just last week at the SEMA show in Las Vegas. Hey there, Larry. Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Bob, for having us on. That's quite an honor.
Well, this is... Rotella debuted these two films, and the film that is all about you is called The Long Road Home, and it's about 25 minutes in length or so, and had the opportunity to check it out both at SEMA and also checked it out at the Shell Rotella YouTube page just a little bit earlier today, and it's quite an amazing tale. Number one, you are a champion. Of our listeners may not be familiar with. Very cool. Tell our listeners about the sport of tractor pulling.
Well, Bob, you're cutting off just a little bit. I only caught part of that conversation, but truck and tractor pulling is a very exciting sport. You know, a lot of horsepower. Our particular little tractors kind of more look like dragsters than they do pulling tractors, but the sport of tractor pulling, truck and tractor pulling, is anything from farm tractors. There may be two-wheel drives, which kind of look like funny cars. They all run a lot of the, like the alcohol pulling vehicles all have like a racing engine, a racing type engine. They all started rather small. You know what? I think it all started back when a couple farmers decided that one tractor would pull more than the other one. And our little tractors, they actually have a blown alcohol racing engine, similar to what they run in alcohol funny cars or alcohol dragsters. A lot of horsepower, not a lot of weight, real short. They're only 8 foot long and create upwards of 2,600-2,700 horsepower.
Wow, that's a real significant amount of horsepower. And when you stop and think about the amount of horsepower, that's way more than three times the maximum power allowed by NASCAR in those vehicles. So you're Sony's under that hood.
they are as much excitement as you can sit on, as far as I'm concerned. Like I said, our little tractors only weigh 2,050 pounds. With the driver full of fuel, we turn the tires upwards 150-160 mile an hour, and with the front end gets in the air, and you're driving just with your brakes, you're pulling a sled that weighs anywhere from 15,000 to 16,000 pounds. A lot like drag racing, the quicker you get it going, and you're able to sustain the horsepower, they're just awesome rides.
That's great. And in addition to the regular tractor pull that you're a champion in the high octane side of the fence, you also pull a mini modified tractor as well, or as better as the best of them. Tell us about the mini modified class.
Well, the mini modified class, like I said, it can only be 8 foot long from the center of the back axle to the very front of the tractor, and blown engines. Everyone has a hand throttle and foot brakes. We rigged ours up to where we actually strap our legs. I lost my legs right at the knees, right above the knees, so we strap ourselves in, and I actually pull up on the brakes to guide the tractor. Once the front end gets in the air, if it goes left, we pull up on the left brake with my left leg, or if it's going right, you correct it either way to keep it on the track. So they're very fast, very exciting to drive, and this basically the only class I've ran in, because I just like the excitement of the ride. It's it's kind of like fast cars and fast motorcycles. Everyone seems to, or some of us seem to, have that in our blood.
Oh, so true. Let's talk about that accident that you referred to. It happened a number of years ago, over 30 years ago, when you lost the use of both your legs in a farm tractor accident. And it's an unusual story. Tell our listeners around North America about this particular day and what you were doing and what happened that caused you to lose the loss of your legs.
Well, Bob, it was, any given summer day, we had just built a new home, and my house sits kind of up on a hill, and there's a long driveway alongside the driveway. There's a big hill or steep bank, and I was mowing, my wife and my two little ones, Ashley and Adam. Ashley was only 3 years old, and Adam was only 5 months old at the time. And I was I had mowed around, you know, with a actually wasn't mowing, I was kind of chopping.
Okay, hold that thought. When we come back, we'll get the complete story.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're coming at you live across North America on great radio stations and around the world via GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. My digital connection between my studio down here in Florida and our master control facilities
in Minnesota has been a little bit funky in the first segment, so apologize to our very special guest, Larry Kessler, and to all of our listeners as well. Looks like we've got things straightened out, hopefully, and I love Larry's story, and Larry, I definitely am going to get you back on here in the next couple of weeks so we can spend even a little bit more time together and talk a little bit more about your story. But before that hard network break, you were telling us about the fact that your house is located kind of up on a hill, and you're out one day doing some lawn mowing, not even doing lawn mowing, and then things tragically went bad. Back it up for us and tell us exactly what went down that particular day.
Well, I had just built this new home, and my driveway sets up on a hill, and there's a bank alongside the driveway, and there's a 150-acre farm here, and my dad always kind of told me to stay off the banks, you know, and I did, but I had mowed, you know, I had taken a farm tractor with a chopper on the back and was kind of chopping around the farm and you know, trying to make my place look as the best I could, and I had mowed almost all day, and it was very hot, and when I finished, I brought the tractor up, and I had some little drywall pieces in the garage, and I threw some little drywall pieces in the bucket, and I told my wife, I said, her nickname is Caesar, and if you met her, you'd know. But she, I said, you get ready, and we're going to go out. It was the day after our fifth wedding anniversary, and we were going to go out and to the guy, one of my friends, and so I said, I'm going to take the tractor back up to my dad's, and I was finished mowing, and I took a garden hose, kind of spray hosed myself off, and headed down a driveway, and told her to go in the house and get ready, and she did, and I got on the tractor, and I went down the driveway, and I must have missed a spot up in the field next to the bank, and so from what they tell me, I don't remember, just from what people tell me, I got back up in the field next to that bank, and somewhere along there, I must have been backing up, chopping, and when I got too close to the bank, and the bank caved away, and the tractor fell upside down. Well, I had been driving this tractor since I was a young boy, and I was 31 when that happened, and the tractor flipped upside down, and it pinned me underneath where a slow-moving vehicle bracket went in the back of my head about 3 inches, which knocked me out, and my legs were pinned underneath the steering wheel. Well, this was a 5,000 Ford tractor, and it was a gas tractor. It was about an 11, 12,000-pound tractor, but it pinned me underneath and knocked me out. And as it was laying there, the gas was running out on top of me, which when a neighbor girl saw it happen, and she runs over and she tried to call my wife, but my wife was in the back of the house. And back then, you know, there was no cell phones.
Right.
And so she started calling my mom and dad and tried to call 911, and mom and dad showed up, and my brother showed up, and it was a Saturday evening, and people were getting out of church, so the people were coming by, and here this tractor's laying upside down, I'm pinned underneath it, and they're trying to get it off of me, but they can't get it off of me, and they took my one brother took a Jeep, and he's pulling on it. Well, as they're pulling on it, the battery, which was laying upside down, came out of the battery box and ignited all the gas that had been running out on me, and so I got burnt very bad. But a last ditch effort, they dove into the fire and they drug me out of it, but I'd already quit breathing and was burnt really bad, you know, like 42% of my body, and so it was very dramatic. My little one, my wife didn't even know what was going on until my mother came in the house and drug her to the front window, and there's a big ball to the hospital and the local hospital in Evansville, Indiana, couldn't handle trauma.
Sure.
So they end up flying an Army medevac from Evansville and flew us up to Indianapolis. And I spent 4 months there, and in that period of time, the first few days, they end up removing both my legs because they had got burnt so bad, and the slow-moving vehicle bracket had went in the back of my head like 3 inches or so and split my skull open. And it wasn't giving my wife a very pretty picture of what could be. And but, you know, evidently the good Lord was watching over me, and 6 weeks later when I woke up, you know, I was in the hospital, and I had come to realize that I had lost both my legs. So it was a very, very dramatic time for us.
Of course, what a story. And I can only imagine what your wife, Caesar, and your two young children at that time, Adam and Ashley, you know, felt and had to deal with during those 4 months where you were in the hospital, especially those 6 weeks. It must have been just a horrific time in their lives.
Bob, in the unsung, the Cheryl Rotella unsung videos, they do such a great job of showing all that. My wife is got to be the most the strongest person in the world, you know, because I don't know if you've ever been in the hospital, but sitting in the hospital waiting or hoping or watching someone is much harder than the person that's in the hospital,
so
because
true.
They don't have to be there. And so I've got a great wife and two awesome kids. And you know, as I was laying in the hospital, you know, people will say, you know, you learn how to pray, and one of the prayers I said was, you know, please God, thank you for letting this happen to me and not my kids, and just let me come home and raise my kids. And you know, I'm pretty sure somebody was listening to me, because I've been a very, very fortunate person.
Very well said, Larry. No question about it. And now, 30 years plus later, you're again a 60-year-old champion in the sport of high-octane tractor pulling. When we come back from this next break here, we'll talk a little bit more about the Larry Kessler story, the road home. And we also have Don Jones coming up in the second half hour. So lots straight ahead right here on Auto World.
Minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Are you looking for a free investment newsletter to enhance your portfolio, or need some guidance to help you generate more profits? For over 20 years, Bob Rainier has been providing the free Financial Intelligence Report. This is the best darn free investment newsletter you have ever seen. The InvestYourself.com newsletter provides expert advice, financial resources, plus investment strategies unlike any other. This one-of-a-kind newsletter has produced fantastic returns for its readers since its inception, and Bob will continue to do the same for years to come. If you are looking to step up your financial portfolio, then look no further. And simply go to investyourself.com. 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 That's investyourself.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out there, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Yes, indeed, a fine machine. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Bob Long. You're listening to Auto World. Our very special guest is Larry Kessler, who was just recently honored at the SEMA show in Las Vegas. The folks at Shell Rotella shot an absolutely fabulous film that chronicles this great story of Larry Kessler, who's a multiple-time champion in the realm of tractor pulling and suffered an accident more than 30 years ago. And it's a story of a true hero. It's called The Long Road Home. And you can check them out right now just by going over to YouTube and checking out the Shell Rotella YouTube page. And I would highly recommend that you do so. It's a great story, and it really touches the heart because you see all the members of your family, and you see the pictures from yesterday, and you see the pictures of today, and you racing in this sport of high octane tractor pulling. And I understand quite often today folks will come up to your tractor pulling team and they'll want to talk to the driver. And when they're directed towards yourself, Larry, lots of folks are surprised to find that the gentleman with all these awards, the gentleman that has won all of these different titles, is somebody who has suffered and has lost the use of their legs. It's a surprise for a lot of people.
It's amazing. We've been so fortunate that it's almost like all this happened for a very good reason, and it's just the you know, when we first got back and went through all the downside of the accident, and it was, you know, I'd pulled a little bit before. I played baseball. You know, we truck, we farm, I was outside a big husky guy, you know, 6'3", about 220, 210, 220, and it wasn't, there was a time when it wasn't so good, and you know, when we got home from the hospital, it was very hard on me because I was a big husky guy, and I couldn't do the things I wanted to do. I couldn't do anything, really. I couldn't do much of anything because I was down to like 135, 136 pounds. And my wife, we had been home. We'd been gone for 4 months, and my wife one day said, I got to go get some groceries. We've been gone. You know, she was by my bedside the entire 4 months. So
wow.
We got home and she said, I'm going to take the baby, which was Adam. He was only at that time, after getting out of the hospital, he was 9 months old, and my daughter was 3 and a half. And so when she left, my daughter was in the back bedroom, and she asked me, she was crying for me to come in there. And I was really having a hard time with all that was going on. So she's calling for me to come back to her, and I couldn't put myself in my wheelchair. It was just, I just didn't have the strength to do it, and I tried, and I was getting frustrated, and I finally, what I call knuckle and butt back the hallway to her bedroom, and there's this little baby girl, and she's got tears in her eyes, and she looks at me, and I've got tears in my eyes, and she walks over to me, and she puts her arms around me, and she says, "Don't cry, Daddy. I love you even without your legs."
Oh,
and,
wow.
And it was like, Bob, it was like somebody just popped me upside the head and said, "You got to get your act together. This little girl needs a daddy." And it was that defining moment that just kind of turned everything around for me, and it just got me to where I wanted to do something, and I needed to be a daddy, and I needed to get through this depression, and all that has put me to where I am today because I've just made up my mind that I'm not going to let these little ones down, and I'm not going to let my wife down or my friends, or you know. So fortunate for us that we got to meet people at Pennzoil and Shell, and they've taken us to a point where we can try to help other people. So the when those people come up to me in my tractor and they realize that, you know, I am what I am, and it lets me do what I think I was meant to do, and that's to help other people.
Oh, so well said, Larry. No question about it. Really salute the folks at Shell Rotella for their support of you and for putting together such a wonderful film. And again, folks can check it out at the Shell Rotella YouTube page. In the meantime, we really thank you for your time here today, and I mean it. We'll get you back on the show in the next few weeks when your schedule allows, and I'd like to continue to tell your story to all of the great folks listening across America and around the world.
It's an honor, Bob. I sure appreciate you contacting us. It's quite an honor.
Well, thank you, Larry. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk with you soon.
Thank you so much.
We move from one great story to another great gentleman. This gentleman is really an entrepreneur. He's got a great website called theoldcarguys.com. He's also served our country in the military for many, 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 many decades. And Now he's got this great website, theoldcarguys.com, dabbling in some media, both on the radio and television side. And Don Jones joins us today with a very timely topic. This is the time of the year, if you live in the Northeast, if you live in the Midwest, if you live in any areas of the country that you get that four-letter word, snow, it's time to put your car away for the winter. So with some very timely car storage tips, here's Don Jones. Don, welcome.
Well, thanks, Bob. In fact, I'm looking out the window now, and we're getting our first snow. In fact, this is one of the earliest snows I can remember up here in St. Louis. But I'm looking at Karen's T-Bird, and she's got about an inch of snow covering up the nice red paint on it. So it was definitely the time to come up with this this article for you.
No question about it. Very important. Well, why don't we begin by telling folks about some of these car storage tips. Number one, you say it's very important to pick your space.
Right. Yeah, hopefully, that when you're going to store your car, you're going to have a heated garage or at least a garage. But to clean out the garage and repair the area, making sure there's nothing that's going to be falling on it. You're not parking the car underneath the hole in the roof that you haven't discovered before, or the bird's nest that they suddenly got in the garage and are getting ready to do all these wonderful things to your paint job. And finding a good spot, to making sure it's cleaned out, and then putting down a piece of plastic or a tarp on the ground or on the concrete. And this helps the condensation issues that may come up from the floor. But also, you know, quite a few of these older cars will have some type of fluid leak, and this will help protect the floor against anything that might leak out of the bottom of that car over the winter.
That's a great way to tip off the list. When we come back on the other side, we're going to go down the rest
of
this.
Looks like we're going to have some issues again this week with the phone. I don't hear you, so I'll go ahead with number two.
All right, well, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you'll get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Hi, I'm Jen London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-582-7585, 800-582-7585.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. Go to guns80.com. That's guns, the number 80.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the
hot rod? Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here today on Auto World. Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com has put together the car storage tips list. Time to get that classic vehicle tucked away for the winter. Number one was pick your space. Let's go to number two on the list, detail your car, Don.
Right. You want to make sure you get a good thorough clean, and particularly underneath where it might be road salts and other sticky stuff that'll cause rust issues and other issues on the car. And this might also be a good time to hit the engine compartment and clean off the battery. After getting a good wash job on it, to go ahead and get a good coat of wax on it. And then some people want to take the battery out, but I'm kind of more for the storage of the battery in the car after cleaning it off. But you do want to get a trickler charge on it. I would suggest waiting until springtime comes around before you buff out the chrome or anything. And maybe put some type of protection agent on the tires as well. And lubricate the rubber parts and the hinges on the car before putting it away.
All great tips. Number three, change the oil and lube all fittings. Tell us more, Don.
Right, yeah, usually on most cars you're changing oil in that 2,000, 3,000 mile range. And after a summer of car shows, you're probably ready for an oil change anyway. And instead of waiting until the beginning of the next year, it's a good time to get rid of that oil and all the contaminants you might have and any gunk that might be in the crankcase. But also you want to give it a good grease job and make sure that you're protecting those different friction points in your car from rust and wear.
That's a really good tip as well. Let's move up to number four on Don's list here for 2014. Another fluid that needs attention, change the brake fluid.
Right. A lot of the sources that I went to looking for these suggestions suggested changing the brake fluid. Something I didn't really do in my younger years, but when you think about it, it is a pretty good idea to get the old fluid out and any contaminants that might be in the fluid and to protect those rubber surfaces and those old wheel stoners and the lines.
Very good. And another great tip that you've got for us here is it definitely makes sense. The fuel tank, it's important to use a fuel stabilizer. Tell us some more details on this, Don.
Right. Well, we're seeing, it seems like the gas that we have nowadays just doesn't seem to have the shelf life of fuels in the past. And even storing a car for just a few months may cause some fuel issues. There are inexpensive products, additives that you can put in your fuel tank. So if you're storing for under 6 months, my recommendation is to go ahead and use a stabilizer. But if you're going to, for some reason, going in long-term storage, you may want to drain the fuel tank and run the system dry to prevent any type of old gas clogging up the carburetor or the valves.
That's really good advice. Number six is change or check the coolant.
I can't hear if you're talking, Bob. But anyway, number six is change or check your coolant. Depending on how long you had the coolant in the radiator, it may be time to go ahead and flush it out and go ahead and refill it with a rust inhibiting antifreeze. When you're doing this, you may want to go ahead and disconnect the heater hoses and drain the coolant out of the heater as well. But if you got pretty good antifreeze in there and you don't feel it's necessary to change it, you want to make sure that you're topping it off and you've got the proper protection in case something happens to the garage, or like we're having here in St. Louis, an exceptionally cold November, and you don't end up the victim of the heat going out in the garage and discovering that you've got a broken engine block over it.
Oh, yeah, no question about that. Let's talk about another very important item on the list here, and that's the battery. What should folks do with the battery, Don?
Right. You know, some people recommend taking the battery out and storing it in a safe, dry place. I kind of like to leave it in after cleaning it and make sure you don't have any acid coming out of the top. You may want to clean it with baking soda to neutralize any acid that that may have bubbled over. And if you are leaving it in the car or even putting it on the shelf, make sure that you're putting a trickle charger or some type of battery maintenance device on it. Keep in mind, even a clock or some of the low-drawing devices that are always on in a car over several months can, you know, can drain it incredibly dead. But if you do store it, remember not to store it on the concrete. And make sure it's a wooden platform or wooden board that you put it on, and never store on direct concrete.
Yeah, that can cause a lot of different problems. Also on Don's list of getting your vehicle ready for storage is put the car up on jack stands. And lots of folks don't do this, and it can really cause some problems with tires.
Right. You know, you can cause the flat spots in the tires. It also helps any condensation maybe coming up through the floor that could cause tire issues. It gives you, you know, the barrier of air. Some people talk about taking the tires off and put them in different storage. I don't really worry about that as much. You know, you never can tell. You get a warm week or so, and you decide to take the car out for a spin. And it just makes it that much easier to go ahead and take it out. But one other thing, too, that taking the tires off the car and not enabling it to roll or being driven out of the garage possibly could cause some insurance issues. So you might want to check in with the insurance company to see if it if the car is disabled that way, that it doesn't shift off your car policy and onto the house policy. So just this is kind of a sidebar there.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent advice. Let's talk about the next one on the list, and that's depressing the clutch and lock it in position. This one I hadn't heard about before, Don. Tell us about this in
right.
particular yeah. for trucks.
I've seen this happen a couple times on some of the older cars, particularly drivers, and obviously cars with standard transmissions. But the clutch plate will actually rust or bind up onto the flywheel and consequently have issues with it. So they're recommending to take a 2x4 and depressing the clutch pedal and using a 2x4 and a baseboard against the seat to keep the clutch pedal depressed. This also goes over to the parking brake. I've seen this many, many times of people leave a parking brake on and either junk in the cable or rust or whatever binds the wheels or the brake pads to the wheels. Mm-hmm. So you definitely want to release that. And kind of be careful. Make sure you block the car up if you don't have it up on blocks.
And another really kind of innovative thing that you're suggesting folks do is to put a note on the steering wheel.
Yes. I'm getting to that point in my life that I forget a lot of things. I've actually went to the bathroom. By the time I got there, I forgot what I was going there for. But, you know, I think you probably got a few more years before you get that bad, Bob. But, yeah, if you put the keys under the mat or in the drug compartment or ashtray, you may want to put a note up there. If you've done something to the car, particularly if you remove fluids from it or part from it, you want to remind yourself to deal with that issue before starting the car. Obviously, for some reason, if you left the antifreeze out of it, you don't want to start it up without any coolant in it and possibly cause some engine overheating problems. So highly recommend that.
And number 12, the last thing, lots of cool items. You recommend roll down your windows so air can circulate. And this one I've hadn't heard about before. Open boxes of baking soda as well as mothballs. Tell us about that.
Right. You know, the baking soda is good for picking up moisture and also absorbing any kind of odors that may be in the car. The mothballs for driving on any kind of critters, but you do get that mothball smell in there, and it will stay in after removing the mothballs in the spring. And I hear a lot of people recommending dryer sheets as well as mothballs or as a substitute to the mothballs. And also, remember to put the stuff in the trunk as well.
Oh, good advice, Don. And next week, when you're back with us, we'll wrap up some additional tips here on getting your vehicle ready for the winter months ahead. Thank you, Don. That's going to do it for this hour. I'm Bob Lund.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.